Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. Out with the cigarettes and in with the cigars, right? Well, cigars certainly have taken on a luxury image, smoked by celebrities and stocked in expensive cigar bars.
Several studies are spilling the ugly truth. Cigars are just as bad for you as cigarettes. The news is timely since the sales of large cigars grew over 200% in the past decade, and cigar smoking doubled in the U.S.
Cigars come in three basic sizes. The smallest are the size of cigarettes and come in flavors such as chocolate and mint. The next size up are cigarillos or cheroots, which are flavored and inhaled deeply.
The classic cigars are large, contain more than a half ounce of tobacco, and can be enough to equal a pack of cigarettes and take up to 2 hours to smoke.
Scientists measured the levels of contenine and NNAL, two biomarkers for tobacco, in 25,000 cigar smokers. Both toxins were found in elevated levels compared to non-smokers. In fact, the amount of NNAL, a potent carcinogen, was found in equal levels in both cigar and cigarette smokers.
This means regular cigar smokers are 4 to 10 times more likely to die from cancers of the mouth, larynx, and esophagus than non-smokers. Those who inhale have 11 times the risk of getting lung cancer, 7 times the risk for cancers of the tongue, mouth, or throat, and 39 times the risk for laryngeal or voice box cancer.
One long-term study determined that cigar or pipe-smoking people lost 5 years of being healthy and died on average 5 years earlier than non-smokers.
And just like cigarettes, cigars are addictive. So before you light up, ask yourself if your image trumps your health.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.